You are listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. This is a replay of our July 31st Sunday service with Sylvia and the worship team and a message from Pastor Ripley on The Power of an Encouraging Word, Part 3.
A little boy wanted to meet God. He knew it was a long trip to where God lived, so he packed his suitcase with Twinkies and a six-pack of root beer, and he started his journey. When he had gone about 3 blocks, he met an old man who was sitting in a park just staring at some pigeons. The boy sat down next to him and opened his suitcase. He was about to take a drink of his root beer when he noticed the old man looked hungry. So he offered him a Twinkie. He gratefully accepted it and smiled at him. His smile was so pleasant that the boy wanted to see it again. So he offered him a root beer. Again he smiled at him. The boy was delighted. They sat there all afternoon, eating and smiling, but never said a word. As it grew dark, the boy realized how tired he was and got up to leave. But before he had gone more than a few steps, he turned around, ran back to the old man, and gave him a hug. He gave him the biggest smile ever. When the boy opened the door to his house a short time later, his mother was surprised by the look of joy on his face. She asked him, "What did you do today that made you so happy?" He replied, "I had lunch with God." But before his mother could respond, he added, "You know what? He's got the most beautiful smile I've ever seen." Meanwhile, the old man, also radiant with joy, returned to his home. His son was stunned by the look of peace on his face, and he asked, "Dad, what did you do today that made you so happy?" He replied, "I ate Twinkies in the park with God." However, before his son responded, he added, "You know, he's much younger than I expected." Too often we underestimate the power of a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the small act of caring. Matthew 25, 34 through 40. "Then a king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you?' The king will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whoever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.'" Let's open in prayer. Father, thank you for another beautiful Sunday. As we and millions of people around this world worship you today, Father, and we lift each and every one up to you. We pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters around this world. We pray for those that are hungry and homeless, those that are addicted to drugs and alcohol, those just that feel they have nowhere to turn. We pray we can be a light in our community, Father, that we can help others and lift up your name and lift up your word, Father. We thank you for this church body. We pray for each individual that's sick and waiting for operations, those that are really struggling right now. We pray for each one of them. We thank you for our pastor and the words that you'll speak through him today. We thank you for the worship team, and we lift them up to you, Father. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's all stand together and worship the Lord.
Turn to you. Yes, we do.
Yes, Lord, we say that you are welcome. You are so welcome, oh God. You are welcome to walk among us, Lord. You are welcome to change our lives. You are welcome, oh God, to touch our hearts in ways that maybe we've never been touched before, Lord. You are welcome to give us sight where we're blind. Open our eyes, oh God, to see you, Jesus. Open our eyes, oh God. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. in three persons. Oh God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You are a holy God. Praise you, Lord. I approach the throne of glory. Nothing in my hands I bring, but the promise of acceptance from a good and gracious King. I will give to you my you give to me your strength. Come and fill me with your spirit as I sing to you this praise.
You deserve
the greater glory. Overcome, I lift my deserve the greater glory. Overcome with joy I sing. By your love I am accepted. You're a good and gracious child and as your friend, safe, secure in you forever. I pour out my praise again.
'Cause you deserve
the greater glory. Overcome, I lift my voice to the King and need of nothing. give a praise offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, O God. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. You may be seated this morning. Glad to have each one of you here on this beautiful summer day. How many are enjoying the warm weather? How many are not enjoying the warm weather? Okay, well, a few hands that have gone up. Praise God. Just a few announcements. I don't know if, Debbie, if you have an announcement this morning. You do. Okay, she's on her way up. There's a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary. And we had a Bible study this past Thursday in Yak. And it was a wonderful time. The people from Yak came. And we are hoping and praying to start a regular monthly Bible study in Yak come September. And I see some of the people from Yak today. Are you talkative? You have to be if you're from Yak, right? I know Tom's going to get me back for that one. Praise God. Do you have an announcement? Come on, before I get in trouble. Maybe I'm already in trouble, so you'll have to come. Oh, Mike, yes.
Good morning. Well, Debbie at tea time is inviting the newcomers, ladies, to a meet and greet garden tea at my place. And I'd like you to meet the ladies from behind the scenes on 89.1 FM. Isn't that cool? You hear their voices, but do you know their faces? So now's a chance to see who they are. And also meet Kaylin, our worship leader. She's always up here. And now you're going to get a chance to meet her as she serenades us on her ukulele. Won't that be cool? And so the tea is August 6th at 11:30. Is that up there? It's not up there. Thought it was supposed to be up there. Okay. The tea is August 6th at 11:30. And tickets are $5. And see Diana. She's going to help you with the tickets and get you where you're supposed to go. So thank you.
A women's prayer meeting, prayer and share, will be Tuesday, August the 16th at 1 p.m. And then, of course, this and that, July 19th, 7 p.m. No, not July, August, coming up, August is Tuesday. This and that, rebroadcast Thursday at 7 p.m. Now, if you missed the interview with Marty Moore from the Justice Center, then you can go to our audio on demand on our website and listen to it if you haven't already. And it's a wonderful interview, and I know that you will enjoy it. So please keep that in mind.
Sorry, it's not there yet.
It's not there yet, but it will be. It's coming. It's coming to our audio on demand. Saturday, 8 a.m. is our men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. Also, we have some new radios. If you don't have a radio, this is a real interesting one because it has these panels on the back that will charge it instantly. What are these panels called? Solar panels on the back. You know what the interesting thing about this radio is? You can only get one channel.
What's that?
89.1 FM. You can only get one channel on this radio. It has the entire New King James Version on it. It also has, what's his name? Dr. What? No, not Libby. Yeah, the blue bus guy. Who's that? Somebody help me this morning. What?
McGee,
yeah. His entire teachings from Genesis to Revelation. He takes you entirely through the Bible. 1,300 teachings starting in Genesis and going through to the end of the book of Revelation right here on this radio. So if you want one, they're $30, but for you, $35. Our next fellowship will be Sunday, August the 28th, after the service. So please keep that in mind. And we're also in preparation too, for a corn boil at Gary's place sometime in late August or early September, depending on how the corn goes. So we'll give you some updates on that as well. So praise God. We're going to give you a chance to move around and greet some people and minister to some people. Let's stand this morning. Let's move around. Let's shake somebody's hand.
Your breath in us. So we pour out our praise to you only.
Amen. If you could find a seat. Maybe you can introduce your band this morning. I think that'd be good. Sylvia is going to introduce her band this morning.
Just wanted to introduce all these wonderful people that have joined. We have Adam and Jen Koenig on the drum and piano, and Jason on the bass, Jason Stonehouse, and Allie and Peter, of course.
Amen.
And Raph can't be here because he's preaching in Windle, if you're wondering why he's missing.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, musicians. Warm welcome to those that are visiting this morning. Wherever you're visiting from, we welcome you today. If you have your Bibles, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I'm going to be going through verses 7 to 15. So you can just keep your Bible open to chapter 4, verses 7 to 15. I want to conclude this series of messages on the power of an encouraging word. And if there's ever a time, and I've said it before, let me say it again, if there's ever a time that we need to encourage each other, it's now. Amen. There's so many things happening around the world, so many instabilities that we see being played out, so many falsehoods, misinformation, and we need encouragement, and we need to encourage each other in this hour. And I think it's so important that we're not just waiting to be encouraged, but we step out to encourage someone else. And as I said a few weeks ago, you don't know what someone may be going through at any time in their life. They need that word from you. They need that word of encouragement. Because how many know that when you came to Christ, when you decided to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, when you became born again and you began your journey, how many know it's not always clear sailing? How many know that's true? It's not always clear sailing. You are going to face difficulties, hardships. That's hard for us here in North America to really understand what it is to face intense persecution. But it's coming. It's coming. It's already begun. Father, I just thank you today for your precious word. Lord, we're gathered in this house to hear what the Spirit would say. Lord, I pray that you would use me as a vessel, that your Holy Spirit can speak through. Father, I just want to commit this message into your faithful hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you follow the life of the Apostle Paul through the book of Acts, you're going to see that he went through some very difficult, tumultuous times. He was stoned, not in that way. He was stoned. He was beaten. He was shipwrecked. He was betrayed by false brethren. The Bible says he went homeless. Sometimes he didn't have enough food to eat. Think about it. And Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And the challenge is today, are we willing to walk in the footsteps of Jesus? That's really the challenge today. Are we willing to walk in the footsteps of Christ? Are we willing to follow him wherever he leads, even if it's through the deep water or the fire? Paul, speaking to the Corinthians, says in verse number 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. How many know that when you do a funeral, you hear the pastor say, dust to dust and ashes to ashes? The Bible says here that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, or another translation says fragile clay jars. We live 70, at the most 80, and if you're really blessed, 90, and if you're doubly blessed, 100. But the Bible says, as we sang this morning, our life is but a vapor. It rises and it's gone. We experience pain, illness, aches, arthritis sometimes. We have to get glasses to wear. Someone said, I'm not wearing glasses. Joe, I said, I'm not Joe, I'm Dave. That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. No one here can take credit for whatever God does in and through our lives. He deserves all the praise and the glory and the honor. Can you shout amen, somebody? We can't take any praise or glory for anything that happens through us or any way that God would use us. We're just earthen vessels that God has chosen to redeem and flow through. What a privilege! Verse 8. This is where I want to encourage you. We are, Paul says, we are hard pressed on every side. Another translation adds, hard pressed on every side by troubles. Yet not crushed. How many know God allows us as believers to experience difficult, intense hardships? But that doesn't mean that he doesn't love us or he doesn't care for us. And God is in control. Amen? Even when Satan came to God concerning Job, he had to get permission from God because there was a hedge built around him, around Job. And sometimes God allows us for a particular reason to go through intense difficulty. Yet he will not allow us to be crushed. You say, well, what does that mean? Have you ever gone to one of those junkyards where they get rid of cars? Yeah. I've seen it on, you know, some movie or whatever where, you know, the bad guy is inside the car about to be crushed or whatever. And, you know, they have these machines that just slowly crush the car almost to like a pancake. God doesn't allow that to happen to us. We may experience intense difficulty, but it will not end with us being crushed. We will come forth as gold, purified in the fire. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want the gold, but we don't want the fire. If you're going to have the gold, you got to have the fire. Are you hearing me today? We are, Paul says, perplexed. Ever been perplexed? Have you ever asked yourself, why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me? How many know it doesn't matter how much you study the Bible or how much you pray, there are some things that in this life you will not fully understand. For some reason, God may keep the answer from you for a season, and the only thing you can do is trust Him. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon your own understanding. You see, some people get perplexed and it leads to despair. They stop following the Lord because they just don't understand how a God of love could allow them to go through this situation, this circumstance. Well, you know what? We don't see the full picture. But God does. He sees the beginning to the end. And He knows what's best. And He knows beyond everything, He wants you to be transformed into the very image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perplexed, but not in despair. Not knowing what's happening, yet not giving up. Everything falling around you, maybe for a season, but not letting go of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the midst of it all, hallelujah, the anchor still holds. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have you ever met someone that knows everything? I have. I really have. They have the answer to everything. But the Bible says when you think you know everything, you know nothing. If you think you know everything and have the answer to everything, you're just beginning the journey. Verse 9, persecuted. But not forsaken. Friends, what's happening in North America, the attack upon the church and upon the Bible is going to intensify. It is going to intensify. The emergence of the Antichrist, or whoever you want to describe the person as. All these things are coming upon the face of the earth. But we're not destroyed. Think about that this morning. He will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. No matter what you face, no matter who comes against you, you by yourself are a majority, because if God be for us, who can be against us? Now let's move into verses 10 and 11 that are very difficult to interpret. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Paul said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and in the fellowship of his sufferings. Jesus said, take up your cross daily and follow me. Paul says, I die daily. John said, that he may increase, that I may decrease. Think about that for a minute. John said, that I may decrease, that he may increase. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about, folks. Letting Jesus shine through us. To be willing to die to the flesh. To die to our own desires and our own dreams, so that his will can come forth. Hallelujah. So his desires can rise to the surface in our lives. The dying of the Lord Jesus. Wherever the servant is, he's going to follow in the exact footsteps of Jesus Christ. Wherever, as I said earlier, wherever that leads, wherever that goes, loss in the Christian realm is gain. Are you hearing me? Let me say that again. Loss in the Christian realm is gain. And gain in the Christian realm can often be loss. Are you following what I'm saying? If you lose your life, the Bible says you'll gain it. Hallelujah. That the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. We want the life, but are we willing to experience and accept the death? I'm going to follow Jesus wherever he leads. I'll do whatever God wants me to do. Okay, take that $500 that you just got from your tax return and give it to Joe over here that has a need. Oh no, I've got plans for that $500. I've got a trip I want to go on. I've got things I want to do. I've got activities I want to engage in. My wife's got a plan for me as soon as I leave this service. You know, so much of our life here in North America is about us. Come on, let's be honest. So much of our life here in North America is about us. What is going to benefit us? What's going to make me cheery and happy and make me happy? You're giving me the blues. I mean, no, it's not about us. It's about him. Amen. Verse 11. And you know, I'm only scratching the surface on these verses. Because Paul experienced intense persecution, as I mentioned before. He ended up in jail. He had no place to call home. Can you imagine a homeless preacher? That's what the Bible says. He said, I'm at the end of the line. Not at the beginning with my Learjet. I'm at the end of the line. Nobody likes the end of the line. We want to be at the beginning of the line. But Paul says, I'm at the end of the line. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. When I was going over these verses, I thought, I don't know if we'll ever get it. Living in Canada, can we really understand what these verses are really saying to us today? The fullness of them, the depth of them. I don't know. We can only ask God to show us. Verse 11, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake. Paul escaped being fed to the lions. He escaped the mouth of the lion. But every day was a day that he could die for his faith. Every day was a day where he didn't know how it was going to end, if tomorrow would come. Most of us don't live that way. But Paul said, even in facing death, he leaned upon the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to finish the race. No matter how intense it comes, how intense it is, I'm going to finish the race that God has laid out for me. Hallelujah. Ever heard the terminology first world problems? You know, when the Rogers outage took place and people couldn't text and they couldn't phone. I have Rogers, by the way. And I was dead in the water. Couldn't use my phone. I couldn't call anybody. It was just that kind of day. That's a first world problem. Are you hearing me? Most of the world is depending on God, those who are believers, just for a meal. Are you hearing me this morning? How many know that's the truth? And I've been to the slums of India and I've seen how people are living. And you know, you have someone on one side of the street living in luxury and someone else living in a ditch. You say, I don't want any part of that Christianity. I want the kind where when I come to Jesus, I'm going to get a new car. I'm going to get a new house. I might even get the numbers to the next lottery directly from God. And I'm going to win it all.
First world problem.
Paul says, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. You know, the less of us and the more of him, the greater the flow of anointing from our lives, because there's nothing to obstruct what God is endeavoring to do in and through us in the name of Jesus. Verse 12, so then death is working in us, but life in you. You see, I'm encouraging you this morning to die to yourself, to give up your dreams, and let God birth something in you that's from the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, encouragement is not always things that we think we need. Encouragement is the path that God has for us, and we encourage you to go along that path. Verse 13, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, and this is from the psalmist, Psalm 116, verse 10, is where this is coming from. And since we have the same spirit of faith, even to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. Hallelujah. You see, when you die, there comes a clarity of speech from you. You're not ashamed anymore of the gospel. A new boldness comes into your heart and mind and spirit that you never experienced before. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. A spirit of witnessing, sharing, declaring the truth. If you truly believe, therefore you will speak. Glory to God. I believed and therefore I spoke. We also, Paul says, believe and therefore we speak. And here's a little encouragement nestled into these verses. Verse 14, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus Christ will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. How many know this is not our home? How many own a home here? Okay. How many, that's not your home. You're just passing through. Okay, so you're 35 or 40. Before you know it, you're 60. Do you know I just turned 60? And I'm still jumping. This home is only temporal. We've got a home in heaven. Glory to God. We are going to meet him. That's something to get excited about. My mom is in heaven. My dad is in heaven. Oh, what a witnesser he was. He's in heaven. Gina's sister, who died in that car accident, is in heaven. Friends, we can get so earthly minded that we lose sight of the fact that one day our bodies will be redeemed. Hallelujah. We will take on the very nature of that new body. And we shall see him. And we shall walk on the streets of gold. Someone says, oh, that's just a fairy tale. Not according to the scriptures. It's exactly what Jesus said. I go to prepare a place for you. And lastly, verse 15. And I love verse 15. For all things are for myself. And how I can make myself happy, and how I can enrich myself. No, that's not what it says. For all things are for your sake. Paul was a servant. Even when he said he was an apostle, before he said that, he always said a servant of the Lord. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound. Oh, thanksgiving. Oh, come on, let's just stop there for a minute. Thanksgiving. When's the last time that you woke up? It was probably this morning, because you had to wake up, right? When's the last time you woke up and you just looked around and you just said, Lord, thank you for your many blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you that I live in the most beautiful part of the entire planet. And if you're married, you look over at your wife and you say, thank God. And then you get up and you walk through your house and you just say, thank you, Lord. You gave me the strength to work all those years. You gave me the strength to even walk about this house. It's your grace and it's your mercy. I take no credit. It all belongs to you. Hallelujah. I even thank God for my dog. Little Rex. Yeah, he was having a good time in Yak. He met a horse. I have to tell you this. He met a horse. And boy, did he ever love that horse. They were running around the stable together. They were running and they were touching noses to each other. And they were just running around and running around. And I thought to myself, man, what has gotten into this dog? You know, God has blessed us with so much. Even the little we have has come directly from the hand of Almighty God. Come on, somebody. This is something to shout about. This is something to be excited about. Someone says, if I give it all away, then I'll have nothing. You know what? There's more from where that came from. God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Hallelujah. He is not inept that he cannot provide for his people. Even in the midst of difficult times, God can bless. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. It all comes back to his glory. I'd love to go on to verse 16 and verse 17. Because look at verse 17 if you have your Bibles. It says, for our light affliction. I'm not going to get into it now because I'll get going again. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I'm going to continue on that again because you know what? We need to be reminded that whatever we go through is for a purpose and a reason. I want to encourage you this morning that if you feel perplexed or hard-pressed or persecuted, God is in charge. Will you bow your heads this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you today. I'm going to ask the worship team just to come. Lord, I just thank you today that through these verses, you have encouraged us. Lord, you have blessed us. You have been with us in the good times and in the difficult times. Maybe you're here this morning and you're perplexed. You're hard-pressed on every side, not knowing what's going to happen next. Remember, you're in the hand of God. His caring hands. He's going to bring you through to glory. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. He started something, he's going to finish it. I want to encourage you today to put your trust fully and completely in God. No matter what happens. No matter what takes place in the days to come. No matter how difficult it may get. Put your trust in the Lord. Lean upon Him. And He's going to bring you through. Amen. Father, I just pray for your people this morning. As we come to the end of this service, whatever they may be facing in their life or whatever they're going to face in the days to come, Lord, help them to stay true to you. To fully and completely rely upon you, Lord, no matter what. And that we as a body of believers would encourage each other in these things. Build each other up in the most holy faith.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Can we stand this morning? Amen.
We're going to say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Amen. That's a good one.
Trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame.
Now, before you leave, we want to pray for Larry and Lynn. We're going to ask them to come forward. This is their last, possibly their last Sunday with us. They are moving to Barrhead, Alberta. I think that's north of Edmonton. Northwest? Northwest of Edmonton. And we want to pray for them this morning. I know this has been a difficult decision for them, but they're moving closer to family. And I know that God has put within them a desire and a burden to reach out to their children and their grandchildren, and that God would use them as a vessel. I'm going to ask the pastor's council to come, and we're going to just pray for them this morning. We're going to anoint them with oil in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just stretch out your hands to them this morning. Yes. Larry asked me to bless his wife twice.
That's awesome.
We're going to miss his sense of humor. For sure. But I know they'll be back to visit us. We pray, Lord, this morning. We anoint them with oil, which represents the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Father, we just pray for them today as they prepare to pack everything up and to head to Barrhead. Lord, we just pray that your hand of blessing would rest upon them in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray as they spend time with their family, their children, their grandchildren, that you would use them, Lord, as an instrument, a vessel that you can flow through, Lord, with the message of the gospel. We pray, Father, that you would give them a safe journey as they head to this town, Lord, in Alberta. We pray, O God, that you would strengthen them. Father, that all things would go according to your divine plan in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today, Father, that you are working in all of our lives. Amen. And you are preparing us, Father, even for work to be done. And Lord, we're going to give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you. And give them a chance to get to the back so you can shake hands with them and just extend your greetings to them. God bless you this morning. Take a moment to reach out to somebody. Tell them that you love them.
Thank you for listening. If you didn't know, Grace Christian Radio have apps to allow you to listen to the radio anywhere you go. Just download your app on your Android or Apple device. God bless.